So today we are going to be praying for Havasu Lake, and you're going to hear in the background, "Be Still My Soul," the Native American flute. It's the hymn, "Be Still My Soul," but it is done by the Native American flute. This is an exciting day to pray. God is doing some amazing things with what is called the First Nations, the First Americans. In doing research for this, I have been blown away, and I believe you will be too. So we are going to be praying for Havasu Lake, where there is a tribe called the Chemehuevi. We're also going to be lifting up the officials that oversee Earp, Milligan, and Parker Dam. They are unincorporated areas that are near the Havasu Lake. They are all under District 1. You heard that. It was beautiful, huh? Of Colonel Paul Cook. And this is what Billy Graham prophesied in 1975 to the First Nation. And there are several links, including a video that you must watch, very short, about the Indian Nation of America rising up. Even though it was done back in 2016, there's also two articles of two things that have happened in last month. Yes, you heard me correctly. Last month, there has become an awakening of some more tribes in our country. So it's exciting. Here's what Billy Graham said: "You are a sleeping giant, the original American. You are now awakening just around the corner. You may become a spiritual superpower in this country that could change not only America, but the world." There are 500 recognized tribes in the U.S. 45% of America's natural wealth is on these reservations. They seem to be the poorest, but they're actually the wealthiest. God has reserved their land, their wealth for an end-time gospel, for an end-time move. We pray, God, that this spiritual awakening would involve the deep healing of past wounds and reconciliation with white brothers and sisters. And we know that several things have been done, even in Promise Keepers that did the walk, the Trail of Tears, and asked for forgiveness to people in person. And they have done that in years past. And now, God, we pray that the fulfillment of all the prayers and the influx of prayers that are being raised up across the country and even from other countries to see this group of people returned to their rightful place, and that the spirit of poverty, witchcraft, which is in their tribe and that is underlaying the American people, would be broken in Jesus' name. We thank you that in Ephesians 2, 13, 18, you say, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father." The Havasu Lake hosts the Chemehuevi tribe. That means simply people. They predominantly live on the reservation. Their crime occurs every 15 hours, and the violent crime is F, property crime D minus, and other crime is F. Their top crime, very excelling high, 50% vandalism, 21% theft, 10% burglary, 9% drug crimes. These are all very high. So we lift up the Chemehuevi Council, the Executive Committee, Glenn Lodge, Tiffany Adams, Sheridan Silversmith. We lift up the Tribal Council, Sierra Pencil, Tiffany Adams, Amanda Sanssouci, Edward Butch Ochoa, Conky Evangeline Hoover, Edward Tito Smith, Costin Latouris, Brian McDonald. We pray, God, that they will experience such an amazing thing. We stand in the gap for the Native American nations in this area and for their officials. We confess the sins of our forefathers who treated them cruelly, unjustly, and deceitfully. We are sorry for the misfiring missionary efforts that elevated Western culture over the true gospel of Jesus. Forgive us these sins. Our past humbles us and ignites us a passion to pray for these First Nations, that you would sweep through them with an awakening to the truth of your grace and the understanding that the Creator God has revealed himself to them through his loving Son, Jesus Christ. Dispel the darkness. Command the hosts of heaven against the evil one, keeping our Native American brothers and sisters in bondage to despair, bitterness, poverty, alcoholism, and hopelessness. We pray instead that they would be filled and loosed with hope, forgiveness, mercy, the opposite of poverty, that they would have sufficiency. Instead of alcoholism, that they would be filled with your Holy Spirit. And instead of hopelessness, that they would have a future and a vision. We pray, God, that you would come with deliverance and healing in your wings and then unleash them to change our nation and world in Jesus' mighty name. We also pray, God, that they would be able to fulfill their responsibilities, their code of operation that they believe in, that they would preserve and develop their ancestral lands. They would have excellent programming. They would have a balance between heritage and progress, a mutual respect, consideration, and support for one another. Reduce the barriers by helping them to agree to disagree. Help them to have fairness, integrity, accountability, innovation, to be initiative, creative, risk takers, excellent through education and training, have quality, courteous service, a safe environment to live and work, a comprehensive approach to self-sufficiency, everyone working for a common cause, a revitalization of art and culture, improved emotional, physical health, excellence through education, a designated tribal community, raising the living standards for both the elders and the disabled, beautification and modernization of the reservation, a sober, drug-free community, teaching self and others about their culture and history, and financial independence by God, you working in and through their leaders. Bring them to know Jesus as only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.